Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. Health, wellness, and fitness. Five days a week.
Well, in light of Euro 2016 starting today, France versus Romania, and France is looking to be the favorite. That's what they're saying. I don't want to sound like an idiot in this segment, so I'm going to sort of segue in light of this tournament that's going on into soccer injury prevention, which is right in my wheelhouse. And common soccer injuries, you know, we talk so many times about ACL injuries in girls. Girls soccer teams really are at a great risk of injury for their ACL from lateral movements, jumping, landing. So to avoid those things or hopefully prevent them, what you really have to do is train. You have to train in certain ways. You have to do plyometrics, which is a light jumping up and down on the boxes. It's jumping and landing. It's turning and landing and working on those muscles that land so that you don't mess up with your ACL. Groin injuries in boys, big, huge injuries. I guess there's a famous guy, Lionel Messi, who he's in soccer and he just got better from a groin injury. That's a really common injury in men in soccer. It's a common injury in men in most sports. So with those kinds of injuries, you want to make sure to be doing those side lunge stretches. You want to make sure to have a good warm-up, really good warm-up. Make sure all your muscles are warmed up before you start running, twisting, turning, stopping, doing all of the things that soccer entails. You want to make sure to have good stretching routine. You want to stretch those abductors, which are on the outside of your thighs. You want to stretch the inside of your thighs, the adductors. Make sure to stretch those groin muscles and your hip flexors by pushing out your hips, doing some leg extensions and bringing that leg up a little bit that works the hip flexors and then pushing way back, doing a quadricep stretch, making sure you're getting all of these muscles that are so, so warm stretched out real good. Then there's also the importance of hydration, especially as the heat. I don't know what these Euro 2016 folks are going to run into heat-wise, but it's pretty hot here in Chicago, so you're going to want to make sure to stay hydrated, even if it's not hot where you are. You want to stay hydrated when you're playing soccer. You want to make sure to be wearing your shin guards and shoes with molded cleats and the ribbed soles, because screw-in cleats are associated with a higher risk of injury. So all of these kinds of things are ways to reduce some of those injuries, and you can watch France and Romania do their soccer thing. This is Melanie Cole. I don't think that sounded that bad.